just say a big thank you to the kids because they've all had a really busy time last few weeks with nativities and productions and all sorts of things going on. So it's just brilliant that they've done all that this morning. It's just amazing. So a few little thoughts from me for the end. So with Matthew 2, starting at verse 7. After they'd heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they'd seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, a few weeks ago, our Tuesday night house group did a study for Advent. And on the last week, we looked at the wise men and how they'd studied the stars. And it struck us, or a few people realised that the star, which we realise, but I think God sometimes brings these things to our attention, that the star that they followed had been put in just the right place at just the right time, but that it must have been planned from the very beginning of time. And when things like that are brought to our attention, it has a habit of surprising us and sneaking up on us and reminding us really that we serve an amazing and awesome God. We assume there were three wise men because there were three gifts. We also assume that the wise men travelled on camels. Camels were strong, could finish long journeys when they were tired. They could carry heavy bags, last long distances between watering holes, could endure extreme changes in temperature from day to night. So when the littlest camel thought he wasn't good enough, he was wrong. He had exactly the right attributes needed for the job that God had planned for him. The littlest camel thought he wasn't smart enough, or tall enough, or rich enough to meet with Jesus. And haven't we all thought exactly like that on more occasions than we'd like to admit? We think we're never going to meet God's standard of perfection, and that he could never possibly want anything that we have to offer. We could give Jesus the expensive gifts that we saw earlier in the quiz, but God doesn't want the gift. He wants the giver. We're more precious to him than anything else in this world. He wants us to give generously of ourselves and use whatever gifts and skills we have, just like the children have done this morning, because God has a plan for all of us for what we can offer. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand that we should work in them." And just like the star planned at the beginning of time, so were we. I read another children's story about three camels. I've been thinking a lot about camels, very strange, discussing what they were carrying and the person they were going to meet at the end of their journey. And they wondered why they were following a star. Melchior's camel knew that his master had put gold on his back, and he thought they were visiting a king who lived in a magnificent palace with lots of servants. They visited King Herod's palace, but we all know then that the gold wasn't for him. The camel who was carrying Casper knew he was carrying frankincense. He thought they were going to visit a temple and that there would be rich people there because frankincense is given to God, and that these rich people would bring expensive gifts and would be saying prayers. The third camel's master, Balthazar, was going to give myrrh, a gift that could be given to a great general, a man who would serve his people and give his life if necessary. While the camels were correct, the gold was given to the new king of the world. Frankincense was given as a gift worthy of the Son of God. In Luke 1 verse 35, in the Annunciation, before the birth of Jesus, the angel told Mary that her child shall be called the Son of God. They thought there would be people giving gifts and praying. And in Luke 2, verse 20, it says, "The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told." They knew that the myrrh was given to a man who would serve his people and ultimately give his life so that we can have life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. But they were wrong in their predictions about the place where they were going to visit. It wasn't a palace. It wasn't a temple or a rich man's house with many servants. They followed a star planned from the beginning of time to a lowly stable where the baby Jesus lay. The saviour of the world lay in a feeding trough. The littlest camel had served God well. And his reward was to look into the face of Jesus. I urge you today, seek the face of Jesus. Meet with him in a stable in Bethlehem. Accept him into your life. In Romans 10, verse 9, the Bible says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we remember today the journey the wise men took to meet with you. A long journey following a new mysterious star in order to worship and kneel before a baby. A baby who would one day be sacrificed on a cross for us. I pray for all of us today, wherever we are, in our personal journey, whether it's an instant journey, very short, or whether it takes a lifetime. But we pray for that journey and at the end of it, finding the light of the world. That as our journey unfolds, we will seek you first in all we do. May God bless you and keep you this Christmas time. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you've all enjoyed it. I'd just like to pray before we close the service. Dear God, thank you for our time together this morning and being able to come together to celebrate Jesus' birth. Thank you for the gift of Christmas and for all that it means to us, family, love, food, and the joy of giving as well as receiving. Thank you that Christmas is for everyone, that we can all come to you no matter who we are or where we come from. Help us to remember the reason why we celebrate this time and the gift that you have given us in this is much better than anything else we can have. Amen. Before you all go, we'd like to celebrate with some festive chocolate. Please stay for a cup of tea as well. Don't forget, we'll be back here at 4 for our Carols by Candlelight service. It'd be lovely to see you there.